I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Iran, Christian conversion is illegal, yet the church is growing. Joe Willie with Sat7 says this prompts discussion about persecution and church growth.
Should we be praying for persecution? Should we say that persecution is the best thing for the church? And often we can say that with a glib response, and we can say it in having a very romanticized notion of what persecution is or would look like. And often that is said by people who are not being persecuted.
The church often grows amidst persecution, but Willie says sometimes
persecution leads to disunity, it leads to mistrust, and it leads to false teaching. And when there's no access to biblical teaching, people will adopt their own ideas.
Please pray spiritual protection for the persecuted church in Iran. As NGOs and even some ministries pull out of Haiti, Christian World Outreach isn't going anywhere. If you've been paying attention over the last year, you know life in Haiti has grown incredibly dangerous with daily gang violence and kidnappings, especially around the capital, Port-au-Prince. However, CWO's Greg Yoder says since they only work with local believers in Haiti, they're able to continue ministries like vocational training for women to learn cooking, sewing, and cosmetology. It infuses some normalcy and hope into these women and introduces many to Christ.
They actually start class with a little devotional or singing prayer, but they do have a weekly chapel that the ladies can come to and hear the gospel there.
Pray for Haitians seeking God's guidance and peace and for the Lord's protection over CWO staff and students, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio offers a free 30-day devotional that's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Look for the links at missionnews.org.